When people saw Jesus coming on that day long ago, riding on a humble donkey, they celebrated. They waved palm branches around, just like all of you just did with your photos. Those palm branches were part of people remembering and retelling their story with God. Waving palm branches around the temple altar during the Feast of Booths was one of the ways the people of Israel celebrated the journey of God bringing them into freedom from temporary shelter in the wilderness into home in a rich new land. People recognized Jesus' unconventional action from what their prophets had said, and they saw that Jesus was coming to lead a new exodus, a new path to freedom. The crowds had their own ideas about what that freedom meant as they were there living under the powerful Roman Empire. So they celebrated. They treated Jesus like a king, laying their cloaks out on the ground. They shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." The crowds watching Jesus had put the clues together and had an idea about who Jesus was. But when they came into the city of Jerusalem, the city was in turmoil, in confusion about what was happening, and people in the city were asking, "Who is this?" Palm Sunday is our entry into Holy Week, a week in the Christian year when we retell the stories leading up to Jesus' death on a cross and burial in a tomb. And only eventually, after long grief-filled days, the empty tomb, a conversation at dawn, a frightened isolation inside a locked room, and news that was too much to believe. Jesus was risen. This week is a roller coaster of experience and emotion, from festival to courtroom drama, from proclamation to lament, from joy to sorrow. And in the midst, Jesus continues to tell his parables, to challenge corrupt and apathetic leaders, and to lead his disciples in familiar rituals. The crowds are as much a character in this Holy Week drama as any of the individuals. The crowds welcome Jesus as a king. They proclaim him to be a prophet. They come to him as a healer. They look to him as an astounding teacher. They make him into a celebrity so that the authorities fear a riot if they were to arrest him too publicly. "Who is this?" the people of the city ask. "Who indeed? King, prophet, healer, teacher, destroyer of the Roman Empire? One of these things is not like the other. And most of these things won't look quite like the crowd's expectations. Who is this? Who is this Jesus?" The city is in turmoil and confusion when Jesus enters it, and I see that confusion carrying through the days. People from the countryside are flooding into the city to celebrate Passover. It's packed and busy. Once again, maybe no room at the inn. The crowds are strangers to each other, and in many cases, strangers to the city. And what a perfect setting for fake news to flourish. "Did you hear? Did you see? Were you at the gates when he came in? Did you know he cleared the temple? Did he really threaten to tear it down? He claims to be king. He claims to be Messiah. He will bring Rome down on our heads." Who is this? On the roller coaster of Holy Week, the dramatic highs and lows lodge our hearts in our throats, but we still make it through the ride. In the midst of the voices and gossip and news that natter around us, our challenge is to pay attention to the one who is in the seat beside us. Who is this? Who is this Jesus who we accompany in the week to come? How does he journey from triumphal entry to Last Supper, to arrest and crucifixion, and only then to resurrection? How does he hold together the joy and sorrow of that journey? In an era of 24-hour news cycles, and even more than that, it seems, these days, roller coasters abound. News, both fake and true, can overwhelm us to the point of paralysis. Did you hear? Did you know? Do you believe? We're still on that ride, and we may be for a while. So notice that Jesus is sitting beside you, through the highs, through the lows. And who is this Jesus? Jesus is the one who came into Jerusalem proclaiming peace and liberation from bondage, not tyranny and war. Jesus is the one who cared for the most forgotten, who empowered the most ignored, and who forgave the most unreachable. As we walk into Holy Week, we witness Jesus walking into the deepest pain of the world and not turning back, not saying no, not taking a single easy way out. He takes that road all the way to the cross. Who is this? This is the one who, though in the image of God, didn't deem equality with God something to be clung to, but instead became completely empty and took on the image of oppressed humankind, born into the human condition, found in the likeness of a human being. Jesus was thus humbled, obediently accepting death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted Christ and gave to Jesus the name above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God, Jesus Christ reigns supreme. These are the tensions we bear witness to in Holy Week, of emptiness and exaltation, of humility and glory, of joy and sorrow. In our world that knows joy and sorrow, these tensions are with us all the time, maybe all the more right now. Someone shared with me just yesterday that they lament the lack of familiar structures in life. It feels like there are no borders right now, they said. And I thought about the lack of borders some of us experience between one day to the next, between work and home, between parenting and schooling, and I suspect between gratitude and desperation for change. It is a fully human experience to lament with one breath and to celebrate with the next, to fear and yet to be courageous, to give thanks and to ask why. How are you holding together joy and sorrow in this time? This is a question I put to a few HMCers that we will hear from in a few minutes. And in the midst of holding together the joy and sorrow of this present moment, how do you make space to notice that Jesus is sitting beside you on the roller coaster? Who is Jesus for you in this moment? Let's hold on to these questions as we enter into a time of confession.